By way of invitation this evening, I'd like you to turn with me to Colossians chapter 4. I'd like to read verses 5 and 6 of that text. Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. And the Apostle Paul here is giving some final exhortations or admonitions to the church of Colossae. And it has to do with our behavior towards individuals who are not Christians. He says two things. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. And let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Now, there are two things to make note of in this regard. I think both of them applicable to this particular passage. First of all, how we're to conduct ourselves. We have a responsibility to conduct ourselves righteously toward those who are outside. We've talked a great deal about why that is the case. We are to be the light of the world. We're to be the salt of the earth. And we recognize the responsibility to glorify God through our actions. The same thing can be said not only through our actions, but also through our speech. A horrible thing if individuals had a bad view, an incorrect view of what it is to be a Christian, who God is, and the importance of serving Him as a result of things that we said, how we conducted ourselves in our words. And so our speech should always be seasoned and graceful so that individuals will not have cause to curse God or to be critical of our faith as a result of those things. So that's something that is, I think, central to this. But the interesting thing about this passage to me is that both of these verses also have not only the responsibility we have individually, but with the view to converting people. I think that that's indicated in both of the admonitions. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. And I think what the Apostle Paul, at least in part, is indicating is that we need to be about the Lord's business, which is the saving of souls. We need to take advantage of every opportunity that we have. We don't need to be wasting our time doing things that that inhibit or in some way get crossed with the primary purpose, which is to share the gospel message to those in the world. And so the redeeming of the time, I think, not only has to do with the recognition that Lord could come at any time and we need to make sure that we are acceptable to Him, but that the days are short and the harvest is coming and laborers are few. And we need to be acting in such a way as to bring individuals to Christ. And we always need to be mindful of that. And that's also the case with regard to speech that is seasoned with grace. That we need to speak in graceful ways, that we need to know how to speak, not only so that people will look at us and glorify God because of our speech, but also so that we might be able to give them an answer for our hope. We may be able to teach them what they need to hear. And so I think both of these admonitions carry with them not only the responsibility to be acting in a particular way, but being active in trying to share the gospel message and convert others to Christ. So I'd like you to keep those things in mind as you engage in any evangelistic efforts that you might have opportunity to make in the community, and also that you might be acceptable to God when the day of judgment comes. We're going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. Maybe that you're here this evening and need to respond to the invitation call. We'll pray for you if we can pray for you. We'll encourage you if we can. We'll do whatever it is that is needful. If you're not a child of God, we will assist you in becoming a child of God. We'll call upon you to repent of your sins, confess Christ as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. And we'll assist you in accomplishing those tasks so that you can rise and walk in newness of life. So if you have that need, answer the invitation call. We extend it to you. We do so now while together we stand and sing.